Hare Krishna.
I wish to welcome all of you affectionately from my heart on behalf of the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education and just share with you what a great, great journey we are embarking on together. It has been said that spiritual activities performed in the Holy Dham, in the association of devotees, has many, many, multiple times more the effect than any other activity. And it is therefore a very wonderful, thank you so much, opportunity. Thank you. Everyone is already enthusiastic. It is a wonderful opportunity. And I can see that for the last few days there was a lot of smoke alarm, but Giriraj had sent some fresh breezes to wave everything away and make a very healthy atmosphere for all of us. I would like to give the microphone now to Bhujan Prabhu, who will help us a little bit to arrive in the sacred place here. And then I would like to tune you in by giving you a few guidelines, how and in which way you can make the best use out of your stay here in the sacred valley of Giriraj Govardhan. So, isn't it wonderful? Am I the only one with happy emotions? Or it's good, no? To see this is something you have heard in Krishna book, you've read in the sacred scriptures, and now, believe it or not, you are in the midst of this most sacred territory, and it has started to work on you already. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, and thank all of you for coming to this most wonderful event, this journey, this adventure, because it's an adventure of realizing who we are. It's such an amazing thought when we think of who we are. It's actually not who we are. And we'll speak about this a little more later. But who we are is Krishna's. Krishna's what? We're Krishna's eternal servant. But exactly who we are, what our identity is, it is very difficult to tell right now. But this prayer by Rupa Goswami, perhaps it's a little bit loud because it seems to be ringing. This prayer by Rupa Goswami can help us understand or give us a hint of where we actually are right now. And where we are, of course, is in association with the dust of Vrindavan. We're in the association of Giriraj Govardhan, who's a person. And this is important for us to understand that Giriraj, this hill, is a person. And Giriraj, this person, reciprocates with us individually. How, just as Krishna is a person, and he will reciprocate with us as we approach him, yayitamam prapanyante, Giriraj is also a person. And Giriraj loves to serve. Giriraj loves to serve. And one of the keys of being in Vrindavan and getting the greatest benefit of being in Vrindavan has not tried to get benefit as much as to serve. And who should we serve? We should serve everyone, because we're servants. So this prayer, written by Srila Rupa Goswami, is called Sri Keshava Astak. It is something that I like to read at the beginning of all our retreats, and especially as we sit atop this ashram and look at Giriraj over here, who Krishna lifted with a little finger of his left hand for how many days?
7 days.
7 days. And it is said by Srila Jiva Goswami that Giriraj was holding the hand like this with his left hand, just to show all the Brijvasis to not worry. It wasn't very much effort for him to hold the hill. So they should all take shelter underneath this hill without any fear, because it wasn't going to slip from Krishna's hand. So similarly, we should take shelter by this hill without any fear. But Mother Yashoda was fearful, because after all, Krishna's so little and she's his darling. So she was wondering, or fearing, as mothers always tend to fear for their children, fearing that the hill would fall from his hand. And that's when Krishna, to remove her fear, just lifted this hill onto the smallest finger, the weakest finger on his left hand, which is the left hand, just to tell her, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. This is done so easily. So our shelter can be done so easily by Giriraj if we go under his hill and go under his influence and take advantage of being here. So in this prayer, the Keshava Astak, Srila Rupa Goswami describes a special time of the day. And this special time of the day is just about right now. Well, here in Vrindavan, Krishna is coming back from herding the cows with all his friends and 800,000 cows. He's returning to Nandagan, and often he's walking right past this very area. And this is how Srila Rupa Goswami describes it. But before you listen so carefully, just take a look at Giriraj, and just take a look around, and look at where we are, and look at the atmosphere, just perceive the atmosphere, the parrots. And just sort of arrive in the presence of Giriraj Govardhan. See if you can take a minute to do that. Probably you can start playing right now. Just try to arrive, because we've come from so many different parts of the world. We've had different experiences in the last years, in the last months, in the last week, in the last days. So many experiences, and our mind tends to be filled with all those experiences. But just now, see if you can bring your consciousness where you are, in the shelter of Giriraj Govardhan. And don't worry, he will give you shelter. And see if you can find a very good and special prayer to offer Giriraj Govardhan. Think those parrots are bringing the messages of your prayers to Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami says, I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears flower earrings. He wears a crown of fully blossomed malati flowers, jasmine flowers. And he wears a Brahmin thread of small, charming jasmine flowers. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He happily calls his straying Sarabi cows by their names. He calls out, "Oh, Pishangi!" Everyone, "Oh, Pishangi! Oh, Manikashtini!
Oh,
Pranathasringi!
Oh,
Pingekshana!
Oh,
Madangamukhi!
Oh,
Dumala!
Oh,
Sabali!
Oh,
Hangsi!
Oh,
Vangsi!
Oh,
Priya! That's fun, isn't it? I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja. With the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes. He makes them smile, and he makes them laugh. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by a stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill, and his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja, with the sweet sound of his flute. With that sound, he calls the Sarabi cows, who, eager to see their young calves, break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the path with his footprints. He beautifies the path with his footprints. He wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja, with the playful and sweet music of his flute. He delights the hearts of Braja's queen and makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. He makes the hairs of their body stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Kesava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis, who mount the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with 100 manners of dancing glances and gentle smiles. The corners of his eyes wander like large black bees around the gopis. May Vishakha's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering love for his lotus feet to the splendidly intelligent persons who attentively read and hear these 8 verses, which are a glorious festival for all the gopis.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Yuvraj Maharaj ki. My dear devotees, there is a pranam mantra which I would like to chant with all of you. It says, I offer my most humble obeisances to Giriraj, the greatest of all mountains. He takes away unlimited amounts of suffering, and he gives the highest bliss. Namaste Girirajaya. Govardhana namine, Ashesha klesha nashaya, Paramananda dayine. Once again, I would like to welcome you wholeheartedly to this Govardhan retreat. I see some of you belong to the Govardhan family, or the Govardhan retreat family. In other words, I have seen you many times in the past, and I wish to greet you affectionately, and I want to congratulate you that Giriraj has enabled you to come yet another year here to his sacred valley. I also want to greet all the newcomers who have maybe thought many times, should I go? I have heard so much. I have maybe heard lecture tapes, or I heard devotees talking about it. I've seen photos. I know that there is a great retreat center, something really new in ISKCON, coming up year after year. It nears completion. I welcome you that you have followed the inner calling and come here. I want to assure both those who have come many times, as well as those who are coming for the first time, that something great is waiting for you, a great gift, which most probably cannot be obtained so easily at any other place in the world than in Vrindavan Dham, Krishna's own land. Krishna himself is very pleased that you have come, and therefore ready to give blessings. He feels almost like a person who sees that someone has made a great effort to cross oceans and mountains and inner difficulties, and has come to his home address to have an important talk with him. And he says, welcome, come into my home. I'm honored that you have spared no effort to make your way here and come here. In this little brief talk, I would like to give you some tips or advices that might help you to make the best possible use out of your, I believe it's 6 or 7 days here with us, with Giriraj Maharaj and the devotees. But first a little history for the new comers, and also to refresh our memory. The idea for this retreat started in 2006 when we actually went out here to Giriraj to hear about Krishna from the Bhagavatam. Bhuijan Prabhu had inspired this idea, and he wrote me after the first retreat, "I think we should continue doing this because I have seen this nourishes the our devotee's spiritual life like anything." So since that time, we have moved from retreat to retreat. We have moved to different facilities. And just today, as we were taking prasadam together, we actually asked ourselves the question, have we really moved, or were we moved? And both of us agreed with our own perspectives that we feel very much that Lord Krishna and Krishna's dearest servant Giriraj has moved us like figures over have been moved over a chessboard, maybe, and we have come into this position with the Govardhan retreats where we are today, not by our own planning so much, but by Giriraj's plannings, by the intelligence of someone else, the higher intelligence of God. Why do we say this? Because we say it because extraordinary things have happened during our journey. We have been given land, we have been given a forest, we haven't been given deep, deep insights in our spiritual lives, and our lives have changed in ways which we could not have foretold when we started all this, and they have changed for the good. So I want to invite you also to become someone who's moved, who experiences the great happiness of the soul who meets the Lord and finds out that the Lord has an interest in him or her and moves him to just the right next position in his life, which he or she needs to move on with strength and life force. I like to think of coming to a retreat like this, especially the Govardhan retreat and the Holy Name retreat. I like to think of it in terms of arriving at a turning point in my life, each year new. See, we all bring a little problematic story with us. The English word is, we have estranged ourselves from him who truly belongs to us. We have become strangers to Krishna, who truly belongs to us, of whom we are an integral part. We have become strange, we have become separated. Estranged is the at least that's how you write it. I hope that's how you say it. We have estranged ourselves from him who truly belongs to us, and we have accepted those things and those persons who really do not belong so much to us. And if we still maintain, no, this belongs very much to me, we can say for a short time, for a very short time, an insignificant amount of time measured against eternity. We have made an unfortunate deal with Maya. We have given up the truly valuable things and our truly valuable relationship with Krishna, and accept that other things which have filled the empty space, but too often, when we are not careful, serve as distraction to this one relationship. Going on retreat means to correct this. It means to re-enter the most important relationship, to focus on the most important things in our life. And as we do this, something wonderful and sometimes unexpected happens. That is, we carry our experiences which we make at the retreat to our other relationships, to the other things which surround us, and they change and become ecstatic. It's almost like the proverbial touchstone. When a touchstone ping touches ordinary metal, it turns into gold. So when someone who has deep insights, spiritual insight, touches his life, touches his relationship, touches his circumstance, they turn in an almost unexpected way and surprising way into ideal facilities to help him or her move on with the truly essential things. Going in on retreat, in other words, is not dangerous. You should not fear it. Oh, no, this sounds quite serious. Don't know if I'm ready for this. And what is with the rest of my life? Will I maybe not be able to go behind my writing table and finish my book or my computer program or my hit song on which I'm working at the moment, or my other life? No, you will touch it with the experience of a retreat and make it very favorable for your essential life. That I have personally experienced. Every year when I come back and bring back my experiences, my life becomes a little bit more ecstatic. Hare Krishna. So let me again bring to your attention, going on a retreat or coming to a retreat, especially like this one, means to come to a turning point where we return in some ways to the most essential things which are in our life. You will hear a little bit more of this tonight, coughing, but tomorrow it's gone. So there is one lesson or one point in the Giriraj Leela, in the pastime which Krishna performed here, which is important for us who go on a retreat. It's the concept of ashraya, or taking shelter. You most probably recount this pastime and have heard it many times, maybe even given lectures about it. Krishna did not wish that his own people, the Brijbasis, worship someone else than him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore asked Nanda Maharaj to take all the ingredients which he had prepared to worship Indra and worship Giriraj. When Indra, who waited for his yearly milk products from Braj, sandesh, barfi, and everything, saw that the sacrifice was not coming, he asked his spies, what is going on in Vrindavan? Where are the offerings of the Brijbasis? And his spies returned back and trembling. They didn't want to agitate him, and said, no offerings today for you, king of the devatas. No offerings this year for you even. Krishna has asked the Brijbasis to stop the sacrificing and sacrifice something to someone else. Someone else? Who? The spies were very angry, fearful. They might remember that some spies who brought unfortunate news to a king were decapitated or something when the kings were angry. But finally they had to say, they offer everything to a rock. To a rock? The king of the universe has been replaced with a rock? You go and see for yourself, said the spies and ran away. When Indra saw that indeed Brijbasis were offering these wonderful preparations which they had cooked to Giriraj on the order of Krishna, became furious and he took revenge. He sent mighty rain clouds, we can call them apocalyptic clouds, to flood the area of Vrindavan. Not one drop of these devastating rains came to Mathura, where Kamsa was. Not one drop. Everything came down here. And Nanda Maharaj thought, this is the reaction. We have followed you, Krishna, and you have not, and now this is the reaction. Krishna smiled. Now at this time, his father began to chant the Indra Shanti mantras to pacify Lord Indra. Indra, please be careful. Forgive us. We are ignorant coward boys. It's all right. We will give you everything. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't. He wanted to do that, but Krishna said, "No, father, don't do it." So then Indra became so agitated that he began to call for his Vraja, a terrible weapon which would erase all of Braj. And as he was just ready to hurl it down, Krishna just numbed his arms so that he couldn't move. And then Krishna lifted the mountain of Govardhan. Now for 7 days, the number seven is significant. Seven means he wanted to show, take exclusive shelter in me. Don't take shelter in your own strengths, your own intelligence, your dana. Dana means money. Your buddhi, well, I already said it. Seven things which a conditioned soul has, where he ordinarily takes shelter when there is some problem in life. Don't take shelter in these other things. Take shelter in me alone, and I will protect you. Some of you remember, of course, the Bhagavad Gita verse where Krishna says, give up all other dharmas. Surrender unto me. I will certainly protect you. Do not fear. Krishna now proved it. He protected the Vrijavasis for 7 days. These 7 days were pleasurable days because for seven, and from morning till evening, the Vrijavasis could do what they liked most. That is to look at Krishna, to look at his beautiful features, his beautiful smile, his beautiful form, limbs who are blackish and glossy and look like a sapphire, but also like a rain cloud which nourishes with its rain that parched up stretches of land. It was a 7 days and night darshan festival. They were not hungry, they were not tired, they were just blissful. And so on, because they took shelter. A little while ago, I was in Mukherjee, and I talked to a man who had very bright eyes. He was sitting on an e-rickshaw because he was a cripple. He could not walk. His legs had, it's called polio, I believe. He needed to walk on his hands like this. And this man shared with me, with eyes that did not lie, I'm never disappointed for my, you know, for this leg problem, because I can never leave Vrindavan, and I can stay in the shelter of Radha and Krishna. My dear devotees, for 7 days I request you to take shelter. Take shelter at Giriraj and the holy name, and you will see wonders happen in your life. Yes, in these 7 days you might sometimes feel a cold breeze. Maybe you will start to cough also. We have expert medical supply, but maybe you will find out your bathroom is a little different than you are accustomed in the West. Maybe you will sometimes, as you go through the days, find out that you are not very advanced in spiritual life, although you thought you were. You will look into a mirror at times and see those parts which we don't like to see very often. Going on a retreat is not just bliss prabhu, bliss prabhu, prabhu, bliss prabhu. It is some serious work, inner work. But I guarantee you, if you always either stay in the shelter of Giriraj, or if you go and take shelter in Giriraj or the holy name, you will be protected like the Brajbasis were protected. For 7 days, I request you to survive any cultural shock which might happen, because we are now no longer in the town. We are in the village of Jatipur. I request you to every day wake up consciously and turn to Giriraj and to Krishna, the holy name, and say, this day is going to be different. It is exciting. I'm returning to you. I'm coming and staying in this turning point. Going on a retreat has been very nicely discussed by an author which is known to some of you. He is called Richard Rohr, and in a book called Falling Upward, not Downward, he has described what you can expect while going on a retreat. On a retreat means to go to a space where we are betwixt and between the familiar and the completely unknown. There alone is our old world left behind, while we are not yet sure of the new existence You remember, we have left our old world behind, our comfort zones maybe, although I'm sure you have reasonable, comfortable things. But when you go on our retreat center, we even have luxury suites, you know. But we have left the old world, and we are now at the beginning of the retreat, and we are not yet sure what will come. It's a holy name retreat. We will chant more than we've ever chanted in the whole year. So we are not yet sure what will come. That's a good space where genuine newness can begin. Get there often and stay as long as you can by whatever means possible. This is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed to us. If we don't encounter this liminal space in our lives, we start idealizing normalcy. When I was in New Vrindavan, I read this quote. There were a few senior devotees there, and they said they really liked this. If we don't come to this new space, we will start idealizing what is normal, normalcy. Can you understand intellectually? We are satisfied when we don't discover deep new insights with a life which is not really fulfilling, which is not the way it is meant to be. We idealize it. We say, yeah, this is our life. It's a compromise if you are not self-realized. No? This threshold, it means a threshold is a small space between two rooms. No? This threshold is God's waiting room. Ah. Here we are taught openness and patience as we come to expect an appointment with the divine doctor. I would like to turn the volume a little bit on in this quote. My dear devotees, when you actually leave your old life and just go on a retreat where you try to make the connection with Krishna, then you are actually creating a space where something new can happen that informs all the other aspects of your life in a positive way. Therefore, I would like to request you, be willing to participate fully. Don't hold back. Start your day with high expectations and affirmations, not with low. Although most probably everything will remain the same, but I can say afterwards I was on a retreat. No. It's good to really understand I can change. And especially in this atmosphere, I can receive divine empowerment. And as you patiently wait for this, you can be actually cured. I have heard there was a study in waiting rooms, you know, doctor, before the doctor, there's a waiting room, you can sit on a chair, and there are a few nervous people around you who don't know what will come. A waiting room? Especially I find the waiting rooms in a dentist office stressful. And I take earphones with me to hear some positive sound vibration. In a waiting room, there is a study those people who think, oh, this guy is not going to help me, they don't have high results. But those who come with a thing, oh, good that I'm here. I made it here. I will soon be cured completely. They have extraordinary results. I read such a study. So I want to also request you, be in this positive frame of mind where you understand, I'm now in the waiting room of Giriraj, of Krishna, 7 days, and I have appointments each day with the holy name, with Krishna personally, and something will change. I will be cured from my forgetfulness, I will be cured from my attachments which do not serve me any longer in my spiritual life, and I will be gifted with divine realizations. Now, this I wanted to say on the positive note. Yeah. Just in closing this, we spoke about shelter, we spoke about having the positive mood which is necessary when you go to an appointment, and you are in the waiting room, so to say, it's not yet clear. I want to bring another point out to you, that is absorption. Do you know what this is? In English, those who, of us who don't speak, it is also translated as an immersion. When you go under the water and you go deep in the water, you are in a different element, and I mean, for a person it doesn't work very well, but let us say cloth is put in water. Then it will absorb the water. I believe very much that the outcome of this retreat is entirely in your hands, how much you are willing to absorb yourself. See, most of the times in our life, we are absorbed in many other things. No? Our life is full of demands. We have to answer so many WhatsApp messages each day. If we believe in WhatsApp, or if we have this tool, we have to work, we have to invest time in relationships, we have many things on our mind. And therefore, 99%, that's maybe a big number, 90% of our time and of our mind is absorbed in things which are not Krishna conscious, and only 10% maybe can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Now, the good news here is, if you use the time which you have to really absorb yourself in Krishna, you will have amazing transformative experiences that will change. Krishna has two forms. One is Vachyam, that's Krishna in his form, and the other is Vachakam, that is his holy name. So, of the two forms, Krishna in form as his personal form, and of the other form, Krishna in the form of the holy name, which one do you think is more merciful? Holy. The holy. You have to say, well, if you're an holy name retreat, you will say the holy name. Why? Please listen. God is eternal, but he is inaccessible. The Guru is mortal, he dies, but he is accessible. The holy name is both eternal and accessible. Krishna is eternal. That's a plus point. But Krishna is not so easily accessible. I don't want to say that's a minus point, you know. But that makes things difficult when I want to come in contact with the eternal Lord. The holy name is both eternal and both accessible. I can chant him with my tongue and my mind. And if I can, and the holy name, this is the wonderful news, has a certain shakti. It's called a vastu shakti. Just like the cartels here have a shakti, they make sound. Just like this water has a shakti, it quenches thirst and makes you wet. Just like fire has the shakti, it makes you warm and it brightens up the night. The holy name has an inherent power, a potency. And if you can associate with the holy name in absorption, if you can bring your mind to the holy name, the vastu shakti of the holy name will work on you. The vastu shakti is doing two things of you. It destroys all your obstacles and it gives you a divine attraction to Krishna. You become actually Krishna conscious. And this is, but only if you absorb yourself with the holy name. Let us go deep in the holy name. Let us not come up and breathe material air too much. Some of you might do what my assistant Gaur Krishna did for the months of Kartik. He fasted for 1 month from mobile telephone. No mobile telephone. It was a mobile telephone renunciation. I mean, the machine is still with him, but the use of it. Because he wanted to absorb himself and not be distracted. And he said, it has changed his life. To avoid distraction, I can always see some of you do WhatsApp messages while they do the lecture. I know especially one devotee, and next time I'm going to reveal the name of that devotee who always WhatsApps during my lectures. No problem. Main thing is you're here. But it would be better to absorb ourselves entirely into the holy name, especially when we chant, and just give up the distraction for 1 week, and then the holy name, the vastu shakti of the holy name, can work. But you know, if you come close to a fire, but you always stay a little bit in the distance, how will the fire ever make you warm? If you stay close to a glass of water but never drink it, how will it ever quench your thirst? How will the shakti of the holy name ever work on you if you are in a persistent, constant mode of being distracted and not absorbed? So this is the last word which I want to give you, absorption. I've given you today 3 words for your retreat which can make it good. Who remembers the first word? Ashraya. Shelter. That will be by the way, that will be the name of the retreat center, Govardhan Ashraya, and then the subtitle Sanctuary and a retreat center at Govardhan. No? Ashraya. What was the second word? Sorry? Yeah, you go into the waiting room of Krishna, of Giriraj, be patient and have positive expectations. Yes, you can change. And the, what was the third word which will help you? Absorption. Yes. You might, because we live in an age of chronic forgetfulness. Huh? Now you can get up, get out your little devilish, your little machines, your little... I have bad karma with technology, so therefore I'm a little offensive against technology, but it is a good thing. Three words will help you very much in your spirit during the time here. Three words. Taking shelter at Giriraj and Krishna, then again and again working on your being enthusiastic. It's called Utkanta. Yes, it is possible. You could call it in modern language positive expectations or longings. And the last thing is please try to participate fully. Then you will cure this. There may be one day you are 99% with Krishna and 1% with everything else. When you're old, that is good. Good, my dear devotees. I thank you very much. I would now like to request Gokrishna. We want to sing one little Hare Krishna. I would like to request you to turn to Giriraj. Before we do this, Bhurijan Prabhu reminded me, I forgot something. Bhurijan Prabhu, but I must admit to you, when I asked the devotees, what did you remember? I myself didn't remember anything. I have it all on the notes, but I'm struggling with the cold. Tomorrow it will be gone, 100%, but I have to struggle really. Bhurijan Prabhu, I didn't mean... I want to hear. We are doing prayers now.